This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
The word quantum is bandied around an awful lot, especially when it comes to the hard sell. It's very frequently mentioned in connection with alternative medicine, such as quantum therapy, quantum DNA, quantum entanglement in psi abilities, and the old standby, quantum healing. In reality, quantum mechanics refers to the very tiny processes that happen down at a scale smaller than atoms. So it's hard to take it seriously when an ad tries to sell me a fridge magnet that is claimed to use quantum magnetic effects to heal everything from arthritis to varicose veins. But amazingly, it seems that quantum mechanics can have effects not just on itty-bitty particles, but on big things like trees and eyeballs. But let's dive into quantum land, down at the subatomic level, to see what it's really like. It's very different from where we live. First, stuff is quantized. In other words, it can exist only in packets of fixed sizes. By way of comparison, in our world, a sound can have virtually an infinite number of loudness levels, and the same goes for the brightness of a light and so on. But in quantum land, physical quantities such as light or magnetism or location can change only by fixed and discrete amounts. You can have one photon, you can have two photons, but you can't have 1.5 photons. Second, there's a strange concept of wave-particle duality. Now, you might have heard that energy, such as light, depending on the circumstances, can be either a wave or a particle. But did you know that matter, yes, matter, again depending on the circumstances, can also switch between being either a wave or a particle? Third, the famous uncertainty principle. Up here in the big non-quantum world, a motorist can be busted for speeding. The police officer can be quite definite when they say that the car was at a certain location and travelling at a certain speed. Not so down in the subatomic quantum world. You can know quite precisely either a particle's location or its momentum, but you can never know both at the same time. And by the way, the same uncertainty holds for energy and time. Fourth, measurement. In our big world, you can measure the speed of a car or the length of a kitchen table, and you don't change either the speed of the car or the length of the table. But in quantum land, the mere act of measuring changes what you just measured. Is now different from what it was before you measured it. Fifth, quantum entanglement. Ooh. This confusing phenomenon happens when, say, a subatomic particle might decay into an entangled pair of smaller particles. Entangled? Let me explain. At the beginning, the original single particle had zero spin. And so, to keep things balanced, the two daughter particles have opposite spins, which adds up to zero. So you can't consider one particle without considering the other particle. They're entangled. Now, I hope that this makes sense so far. And by the way, while you know that the spins have to be different, you don't know which particle has which spin. In fact, neither of them has any spin until you actually measure them. Whoa, now this is beginning to get weird. So let's say the two daughter particles get a huge distance apart. Measure one of them to find its spin. The act of measuring one forces the other particle, no matter how far away it is, to collapse into the other spin. And this happens instantly with no delay. It happens faster than the speed of light. This is so weird that even Einstein was worried by it. Now, at this stage, you're probably saying, and quite reasonably, OK, quantum is crazy, so why bother with it? Well, it's a two-part answer. First, quantum mechanics successfully explains many details of the universe around us. quantum mechanics is the only tool that can explain the behaviour of that zoo of subatomic particles that makes up atoms and energy. This zoo includes protons and neutrons and electrons, as well as photons. And quantum mechanics is also essential for understanding how separate atoms combine to make molecules. We can't really understand covalent and ionic bonding unless we use quantum mechanics, except now we call it quantum chemistry. And the second part of why bother with quantum mechanics is that quantum mechanics is essential in our modern society. The laser, the memory stick, the simple transistor and the complex microchip, your smartphone, and even the dumb light switch on the wall. They all depend on quantum mechanics. But what does quantum mechanics have to do with this magical thing that we call life? Well, I'll leap into that question next time.
What does it mean? Why is it so?